Longhorn. No, it's the thing.
The what?
Yeah!
What's happening?
Does it do that thing?
No.
You got rid of the thing?
I did.
Ain't nobody told me nothing!
I told you I would get rid of the thing.
All day what it do. Welcome to Amongst Friends. It's yours truly, Bree Cooley, sitting here amongst my friends, B-Rob, who just smelled her microphone. Think I didn't see that. I saw that.
I was like, wait. Was there a smell?
And Breezy.
What's happening?
All cut and dry. Hey, what's up?
Right. Hey, where's your personality? Where's your... I need you to have your 14 pieces of flair tonight, please. Thank you.
Thank
you.
On fleek tonight?
On fleek! Yeah!
Thank you for joining us this evening on Amongst Friends. I am, as I say, Bree Cooley, and tonight we will be discussing. Wait a minute. I was about to say, we will be discussing. We will be discussing Diddy issues. D-A-double-D-Y issues.
This is your granddaddy.
You can join us in the conversation by dialing 760-683-2662. Breezy, I'm going to mute your whole life in about 5 seconds. Get it together.
All of it.
Please.
All of it. Sorry for that, people.
He ain't sorry. If he was sorry, he'd have muted it the first time it happened.
You know they can't hear that, right?
Your microphone was right next to it. I heard it.
No, we went through this with the perks and stuff. But anyway, first off, let's get started.
So, here we go. We're going to get started. Now, this topic came up because I had a birthday dinner. I turned 24.
I turned 23,
honestly. Oh, thank you. Aren't you just the bestest? Turned 24. And, my friends were all sitting around talking. I don't even know how the subject came up, but it came up about our dads. And
that's kind of a usual topic for a birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it was? Because my godfather calls me every day for my birthday. He's called me about the last 7 to 10 years on my birthday. And my mother was like, oh, did your dad call you? And I looked at her like, you do know who we're talking about here, right? Okay, cool. So, anyway, you know, not to shame my dad, but he just, you know, hasn't really called me on my birthday. And it's cool, because that's his thing. That's what he does not do. So, whatever, right? You know, my friends just kind of, there were some rumblings around the table. And one of my friends was like, well, my dad's dead. And everybody was like, oh. And I was like, laughing. Two of us were laughing, and my mother was like, why are you laughing? I said, because her father is not dead. And see, I'm laughing.
He did her.
Yes.
Okay.
She said she tells people her dad died in the war because it's better than telling them my daddy ain't shit. So,
well, I think today's age, people might understand that better than my daddy died in the war.
So we kind of went around the table and we were talking about, you know, our dads, and one of my friends grew up with her dad, and she has daddy issues of a different kind because her dad was always there. So her dad was like her bestest friend, you know. But it just got me to thinking about daddy issues, and I'm not even going to say the black community because I watch enough Paternity Court to know that the white community got daddy issues too. The Hispanic community, everybody got daddy issues. And so that's where this topic stemmed from.
So let me ask you a question.
Who's my daddy? Oh, no. Go ahead.
So do you even miss him not calling you for your birthday?
Let me tell you something.
That doesn't matter?
Let me tell you something. Okay? I care, but I don't care. Because I discovered a long time ago that I can't control a grown man. I can't. And I can't get upset because I turned out great. I think I'm pretty awesome. I'm so awesome. I'm so awesome. Is that the word? I don't know. Anyway, but so no, it doesn't. It's interesting to me, but it doesn't bother me. You know?
Right.
It don't bother me. He called me like once on accident around my birthday. I was in the club, and yeah, but whatever. I've made my this is my thing. I've made my peace with him, whether he's asked me to or not, because I can't live my life carrying around whatever drama he got that I don't even know anything about.
Well, you don't mind me asking, how did your daddy issues come about?
I don't got daddy issues. I really don't. I mean, not in the sense that everybody, not in the. I guess the colloquial sense, like not in the way that people use the term now. My daddy issues aren't really issues because I've just been like, shrug, not my problem. My daddy issues, though, I have issues with dads, but not my dad, if that makes sense. Because I've had, just kidding, I had three. So, yeah.
All right. Well, how did the estrangement, I guess that's the word, between you and your dad?
What do you mean?
To the point where he doesn't call you. Like, what happened in the past?
I don't know. I really don't.
I mean, did he leave, or did he just not care?
Now let me tell you something. Interesting story about that. I don't know what happened because my mother told me something, and I'm like, that don't even make sense. But if you say that's how it went down, then that's how it went down. So that's all I really know about why, you know, they weren't together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There was a situation, and my mother was like, I can't take this anymore, or I can't believe you just did that. One or the other, I don't know. I believe I've heard the story both ways, but whatever. So, my mother left him with me when I was a baby. Like, not even, I don't even remember. So, that's how long ago it's been. And so, from there, I don't know whether
so
she didn't.
You lived with him.
Yeah, my parents were married and together when I was born. And so, I don't know what happened from there. I used to see him a lot when I was younger, though. I did see him often when I was younger. And then as I got older, yeah, I don't know if my mother was like, F you or what. I really don't know. I honestly have no idea. No idea. And it's never been anything that concerned me because whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So has your dealings or lack of dealings with him, has that affected you in any way?
Yes and no. I say yes because I know that I don't want my future children to have to live like that. Not that it affected me so badly, but nobody should have to live like that. Like, oh, your dad's coming to pick you up and then your dad don't show up or whatever, you know? So I don't want my children to have to, my future children, let's be clear, I have no, to live like that. And no, because I don't spend my time blaming not having a dad on why I did the things that I did. And that brings me to my next point, paternity court. Do you watch Paternity Court, D?
I didn't even know it was a real show until you mentioned it tonight.
It is Lauren Lake's Paternity Court, and it is good, okay? I have a date with Paternity Court every day at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when I take my lunch. It works out perfectly. I get to close my door and get all up in it. But, yeah, it's just women pointing a finger at somebody else for whatever got them into paternity court trying to figure out who the father of their child is.
See, I wonder in cases like that where maybe the person they wanted it to be was not the, you know, to not be the father. So now they're kind of scrambling and trying to pick somebody, like you said. Do you think that's what some of the people do?
You know what I think it is? I think that I really don't know. I don't know why. I can't wrap my mind around how people end up on paternity court. Like now, like in this day and age, like now. And I'm not being judgy. I just don't understand. Like back in the day, 60s, 70s, free love and birth control was expensive, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know how people get there now. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, I know back in the day you could have a baby. Well, no such thing really as DNA test. So you just be like, yeah, he's the father, that guy. I know somebody in my family. That was just like, yeah, that guy.
But I'm wondering, okay, like, obviously you have paternity tests that can be done. Why does there have to be a show? You know what I mean? Like, why has it, you know, bypassed the regular just paternity test and gone straight to the TV show? Like, why is there even a need for a show?
Because, like I said before, everybody got daddy issues. And in all honesty, I really do think that the judge on paternity court wants people to know who their fathers are. She doesn't want everybody to grow up fatherless. You know, she doesn't want the people that come into her court to not have dads. So I think that that is like the upside, I guess, to paternity court. I'm looking up some fatherlessness statistics now.
I'll tell you why doing that. We love to hear about you all's data issues if you have some, and if so, let us know how that affected you. You can join the conversation at 760-683-2662. You can also get us at the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show Facebook page. Twitter's always popping, Amongst_Friends, and let us know. All right, so while you're looking up those statistics,
I can't click my links. My feelings. I'm in my feelings right now. I cannot click my links.
So with the relationship that you had with your father, has that affected?
Hey, look, man, it's not no interview. Like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Has that affected how you dated?
And this is going to sound strange, but I've never been in an abusive relationship in any sense of the word. Apparently that's a new thing. Like, verbally, emotionally, definitely not physically.
Right.
But my tolerance for BS is so low that I guess in a way it has adversely affected the way I date, because it's like, he's on some bull, moving on.
Right.
Well, especially when I was younger. Man, let me tell you something, I was terrible. I was terrible. Oh my goodness, I was terrible. And now that I'm older, I've become a little more forgiving, sometimes to the point of being dumb, but not so dumb that I'm going to end up on paternity court, you know, or end up even just, you know, looking for child support from somebody or something like that. But I've been on high alert for bull, like high alert.
So
like,
basically you look for the opposite of?
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting to me when I see people on paternity court, it's always so interesting that these people don't, they don't look for the opposite. Like this one girl, she had daddy issues. She was on divorce court, but she had daddy issues, like major daddy issues. 25 years old, married twice, on the way to her third marriage. And when when Judge Lynn Toler, I love you, Judge Lynn Toler, Judge Lauren Lake, and Judge Faith, those are my people. We hang out every day. So when Judge Lynn Toler asked her what she was looking for in a man, She was like, you've been married 3 times. You're 25 years old. You out here looking for something. What is it you're looking for? And she named all of these things that dude was not. The man didn't have no job. He was letting people borrow money. He didn't have any money, so he was giving her money away. He was sitting on the couch smoking weed, playing video games. And she's like, oh, I want somebody who's hardworking and understanding and there for me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking like, sir, you realize she ain't talking about you, right? You know, but she wanted a man that was all of the things that I guess her father wasn't, because she said she didn't have a dad. She grew up without a dad. But she just wanted him to be that, and he wasn't that. But just because he was there, she was like, okay.
You know what I find? I'm not going to say it's too common, but it's not uncommon to find people, whatever, that run to what they're running from. You know, what they claim to not want.
That's exactly what they go out of.
That's what they go to.
And it baffles me because it baffles me even in myself. I'm like, now why would you do that? Why would you do that, Sharon? No, but wait, listen, wait. Okay, wait. We're about to put a pin in this. Wait, let's not get serious. Too serious. This guy was on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, now this is, actually, this could relate to some daddy issues, because I think Sharon had some daddy issues. She was tripping. This guy on Twitter was like, my ex favorited the tweet where I said I had lost my job. Why would you do that, Sharon? Yeah, Sharon was a stone cold biatch. Why would you do that? But that's why I say that all the time. Like, why would you do that, Sharon? But yeah, I don't understand why people, even myself, gravitate towards foolishness and everything that they shouldn't. I think in a way, I know something in me wants to try to help people, but I'm done with helping people. Like, I gave that up last year. I gave that up for that. That's the last year I'm helping the grown man. Like, I can't, man. I can't. I don't have any care for people that I can't help you.
So you're in the psychology field, right?
Counseling. Psychology. Uh-huh.
Did that play a part in your career path?
What do you mean?
You said you wanted to help people.
No. I want to be a counselor because I'm nosy. No, I'm interested in what makes people tick. So that's what that is. But that ain't got nothing to do with daddy issues or trying to help people. I'm just kind of nosy a little bit, a whole lot of it. Something. A little something. But yeah, back to Paternity Court, man. I need you to watch Paternity Court. Do you have DVR? Do you have DVR?
I'm gonna check it out. I could watch online.
Yeah, I need you to watch at least one full episode of Paternity Court.
So why not just call Paternity Court Maury in parentheses daddy?
Because Maury is in it for the inflammatory foolishness. Judge Lake really, like I said, she really, truly wants to bring, like, heartwarming stories of people finding their fathers. Like, I believe at the heart of it, despite all the foolishness that goes on between the two people or whatever, at the heart of it, I believe she truly does want people to find their fathers and do better.
You know, just like I said, how people tend to run to what they're running from. Now you get a lot of men that claim, oh, I don't want a woman daddy issues.
Yo,
but then they'll find someone to.
Let me tell you how these dudes have daddy issues too. Because for some reason, daddy issues only get placed on the woman. But let me tell you how these dudes have daddy issues. Because
tell them why you mad, huh?
Oh, I'm finna tell you why I'm mad, son. These dudes have daddy issues because they will sit there and be like, oh, she a hoe. She was doing this. She was doing that. She slept with my man. She was down the street. She was on the pole. She was, you know, she was in jail. She was a lesbian. And then she da-da-da-da-da. And I'm looking at him like, but you still hit it without a condom, sir. So how is this her fault? How is this just on her and her decisions? You made equally poor decisions. If you're saying, oh, she was a stripper and she ain't mean nothing to me, but you hit that joint without a condom. Come on, son.
So how would that be?
That's daddy issues because they don't have any respect for how they treat a woman that they have unprotected sex with. That's similar to their daddy, you know? If your father's not in the house, your father had a baby and rolled out, how is that not daddy issues if you're doing the same thing?
Okay. Do you resolve what you're going to say? You want to chime in about the daddy issues?
She is here, in case anybody was wondering. We're not talking to an empty chair. We're not Clint Eastwood in over here.
I feel a couple of ways about daddy issues. I don't think that is. I think it should be gender neutral.
Amen.
A perfect example of this, I saw on Facebook, I want to say if a couple of days or a week ago, where Snoop Dogg, there's a clip of him and his son. His son's getting ready to or already signed with football, with whatever. And he was saying, I want my dad to, you know, love me. But Snoop was like, nah, son, I don't do all that lovey-dovey stuff. I don't kiss on you. You got to be tough and all this kind of stuff. Things like that create daddy issues.
Amen.
And Snoop was like, no, this is just how it is. That's what his mama's for. His mama can get the love from his mama. I'm supposed to make him strong. Daddy issues.
One thing I've learned with working with, I work with kids, the youth in this area, and I find that if you listen to them, they tell you what it is they need.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case, what you were just saying, you know, he wasn't listening to his son. His son is telling him that I need you to do this, I need you to do that. And he's like, nah, that's not what I do. But as a parent.
And of course, he didn't have a father.
Right. But and as a parent, it's like, what you do don't mean jack if that's not what your child needs.
Right.
So, you know, there are plenty of parents, you know, oh, well, I don't do this and I don't do baby and then blah, blah. It's one thing to baby your child. It's something totally different to nurture them, be there for them, and just be encouraging to them in a way that they are able to receive it.
Right.
Like, just, if you fall down and bust your head all open and your dad's like, oh, get back in the game and smack you on the ass and you crying, and that's not what you need, and especially at his age, he knows what he needs from his dad.
Right.
So I think that that's 100% true. I believe that daddy issues go both ways, but so many times in relationships, the onus falls on the woman. And I think that's because daddy issues, single parent homes, you know, the mother is supposed to be the one that does everything. The woman is the one that washes the dishes and cooks the food and makes sure you do this and takes care of that and blah, 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 blah. So, in a lot of people's minds, the woman is supposed to, and in a lot of ways, if you read a lot of these relationship blogs, the onus is so on the woman. Mm-hmm. She has to carry everything. Somebody posted something early today about five things women are doing wrong in relationships, And it was five basic things. It was literally the hierarchy of needs. That's it. Like, simple psychology for those people that are unfamiliar with Maslow. Is it Maslow? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But it was basic stuff that every human being needs. They need encouragement. They need, you know, someone to be affectionate. They need, you know, everybody needs that. But you're not going to sit up here and do all of this stuff for somebody who's sitting up like, yeah, that's what you need to be doing. Who are you talking to like that?
That's what we all need to be doing.
Exactly. So I don't even know where I was going. I just got riled up. But, yeah, so your children tell you what it is that they need. They tell you what it is that they need. There was a lady on Dr. Phil today. I know this had daddy issues because she one day told her mother she had cancer in her stomach. They found some tumors in her stomach, and it had spread to her uterus and all these lies. And her mother was like, oh, her mother sprang into action. Like, her mother was like, oh, you know, well, what's going on with this? Asking questions and, oh, you know, let me go. I want to go with you to the doctor and blah, blah, blah. The bitch was lying. Dr. Phil, her mother got power of attorney and pulled all of her medical records. They found no cancer. She had atrial fibrillation or something like that. Something that could be managed with medication. But she made up all of this stuff.
For attention.
She started a GoFundMe page, said she has seven kids. And because she was about to start going through chemotherapy in the next year, she wanted to give her kids a good Christmas, a good last Christmas before their lives got turned upside down. Because they had cancer. She only raised $80, thank God. And the reason why she only raised $80 is because her mother found the GoFundMe page and was like, you don't have cancer.
Did she have kids?
Did she have seven kids?
She said in total between herself and her boyfriend they had seven kids. She has four. She only has custody of two. So there were only two children living in the house. And then the boyfriend had two that came and went. Is that seven? That's still not seven kids, is it?
Still not seven.
I don't know. But either way. She was lying about that. She lied about having cancer. And when Dr. Phil confronted her and he was like, so what about this? Pulled up her medical records like, well, you said you had a hysterectomy, but then you had a kid. And she was like, that was my miracle baby. So then they did like a CAT scan on her, a body scan on her. She had all her lady parts. She's like, I never said I had a hysterectomy. He was like, but right here in the information that you sent us, it says you had a hysterectomy. Like, she was crying out for help so bad. She wanted attention so bad that she was willing to accept negative attention. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Or was there anything?
Wasn't no daddy. But the thing is, I mean, it was just like, why would you go through all of this and say you had cancer on your lady parts? You don't do that. You don't lie on your lady parts. But it was just so obvious that she was lacking some sort of attention. And I really feel like if her daddy was in the house, she wouldn't be acting like that.
Well, so let me ask both of y'all a question. How do you feel, or I know some women that claim to, you know, avoid men that come from single parent households. Like, they refuse to date a man that only had a mother in the household.
Well, good luck with that, first of all. Second of all, I understand where they're coming from because there's some women, and I know women now raising men that they treat like they're man.
Okay.
And you can't compete with a mother who treats her son like her boyfriend. You can't, because you're forever going to be in that woman's shadow. Someone's nodding their head, but they're not saying anything. Wait for it.
Yes.
So either of you date a man that, or have you?
Let me tell you something. You can't get you. If I only dated men that live with both of their parents, I would have had zero relationships thus far, pretty much.
I come from a two-parent household. I mean, I'm not trying to get at you, but I come from a two-parent household.
Oh, you ain't trying to get at me?
So,
rudeness.
We're not unicorns or anything.
Oh, no, but you are. Oh, but you are. Can I see your horn? Okay, so listen.
D-Rob, you counting over there?
No, I'm trying to count in my head the guys I know who were raised with a two-parent home.
Damn, is that 2, 4 in between?
Don't act like you and all your homeboys grew up with all your parents. All your homeboys got all their parents? All of them.
No, I'm not, exactly. I'm not saying that. But obviously, men will date anything. So, you know, a lot of us...
Can you say that again?
Men will sleep. It's not like we're sitting around saying, oh, I'm going to date or sleep somebody that comes from a single parent household.
Let's press pause. Okay? Just because you say you're not dating someone doesn't mean that you're not dating them. Can we get into that for just a second, please? Okay? Let's talk about dating.
Well, what I'm saying is, we're not going to let that person come from a single parent household stop us.
Hold on. Daddy issues, not claiming the woman that you're with. Because there was a lady on paternity court today. Oh, she was an ex-stripper and she was all, you know, she wasn't nobody to him and all of this. Now, mind you, this wasn't him talking because he's dead. But it was, you know, what she had heard, you know, people were saying or whatever about her. And she was like, I don't know why he wouldn't tell you about me. He was at my house every day. We were almost inseparable. And I didn't know that he had any other children. He told me he only had two older boys. He didn't tell me that he had a baby girl because he had gotten some other girl pregnant right before her. But he never told his mother about her because she was a stripper and blah, 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 blah. But you laying up in this woman's house, eating her food, using up her electricity, but you're not claiming her. Because you don't want to say you dating anybody, but you dating her.
Daddy issues.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm not going to speak for every man, but I've never come across a conversation I've had with my guys. Oh, I want to date somebody or claim somebody that came from a single parent household.
I've never heard anybody say that, so I ain't got nothing to do with that one way or the other.
But, I've never heard that either.
But, and you know what? If you heard a woman say that, she's probably lying. Daddy issues. Because a lot of times women say things to make it seem like their standards are a certain way. And I'm not saying anybody has necessarily low standards, but there are plenty of women who make exceptions because they like a person. So... Yes, ma'am.
Like you about to say something.
Uh-oh.
What are you about to say?
No, I was saying even Luke had that issue. He was Luke. Oh, yeah, I'm your father.
Oh, you know what? I started to post that. It said daddy issues. It was like one of those motivational posters or whatever. And it was Darth Vader talking to Princess Leia and was like, daddy issues. She ends up
in a stripper outfit
in
the third movie.
Yes, because she had daddy issues. Yes.
You know, I was watching one of Chris Rock's stand-up shows. He was like, my only job as a father is to keep her off the pole.
Let me tell you something. I tell people all the time, and people are like, what? And I tell them, I'm like, statistically, I should be on the pole right now. Like, right now, I should be coming to the stage right now.
What's so important?
Because I didn't grow up with my dad. I grew up with two stepfathers. none of the relationships were very harmonious. I left my mother's house to live with my grandmother in high school. I was the first person in my family to graduate from, to, you know, nobody in my family went to college before me. Well, they all went to college. Nobody graduated. Nobody in my family completed college. I live in D.C. You know, like, it's just, I should have been on the, like, statistically, I should have been on the pole. But I chose not to go that route. I chose not to let my daddy issues affect me.
D-Rob?
Should
you be on the pole right now?
I should be on the pole, according to my dad.
According to your dad?
According to my dad. My dad told me when I was 15 years old, I was a tomboy. I have three brothers. I grew up with three brothers. So, of course, I'm a little harder than most chicks. But anyway, we're all hanging out in the apartment complex, you know, as kids in the neighborhood do. And my dad brought over my brother and sister to hang with us over the weekend. And there's a lot of guys. And he was like, what are you doing? What you going to do is you're going to end up not being nothing. You're going to end up pregnant and you will never amount to anything. That's what my dad told me.
Way harsh.
Okay.
Way harsh, Ty. Way harsh.
Yeah. So, according to my dad, I should be a statistic.
Did what he said motivate you, or did you just like, whatever? Like, did you want to prove him wrong?
Okay, well, here's the thing. My dad, I was born into a two-parent home.
As was I. Don't judge me. I'm just kidding.
And my dad left when I was 5. I wanted my dad back. I held my dad in high regard, regardless of whatever was going on with my mom and him. But I wanted my dad. So at 15, to hear him speak to me in that manner was hurtful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And thank God my mom was the type of lady who motivated her kids and encouraged them and built them up and said that there was nothing that we couldn't do and really encouraged us, that when he said it, even though it hurt me, it didn't faze me.
It didn't break you.
Right. I mean, I do, I'll be honest and say I do have some abandonment issues that, you know, it's hard for me to let go of people because I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to walk away from a situation for whatever the reason.
How many times, if, have you dated your father?
Have I dated my father? Yeah. Never.
Never met anybody like your father?
No.
I dated a guy that looked like my dad. Freaky.
Didn't look like him. Didn't act like him.
Is this a dad song that you just posted?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the Annie cycle. No, I'm just kidding.
So anyway, y'all can join the show. Let us know about your dad issues. Have you dated your father or anybody like him? Or any creatures at 760-683-2662.
2662.
Of course, join the conversation in the Amongst Friends radio talk show and tweet us, Amongst_Friends.
Right. So, Breezy, being an adopted child who has a relationship of sorts or whatever with your biological mom, have you ever dated any women like your biological mom? Have you dated any woman that are like your adopted mom?
You know, it's funny that you ask that. So I didn't meet my biological mom till I was 19. So, you know, prior to then, I couldn't say, you know, I mean, I could look back and say, well, this person may have done something like, you know, her. Growing up, you know, again, when I said I came from two parents, so I came from a two-parent household, you know, I was given the love, the affection, the attention that would probably make most, you know, biological kids jealous. You know, and I thank God for every day. So, I met, since I didn't know her till age 19, I never had an opinion of her. Like, I didn't have, you know, the why me. I didn't have any issues because I was given so much affection, you know, that I didn't have time for that.
And ain't so nobody even, got time for that. Okay.
And so even after Mina, I still didn't have, you know, the why. I still have the venom issues. So, and prior to meeting her again, because I didn't know her, I didn't have an opinion for her. I mean, you can't get mad at somebody. You can't judge somebody if you don't know the person. I mean, people do. That's not me. If I don't know you, you know, I'm not going to have an opinion formed about you one way or the other. So, you know, I didn't have something to say, okay, well, I don't want to date this. You know, I don't want to marry, you know, this. Mm-hmm. Since Meaner, I have an opinion, you know, forms of her. And I said this before on the show, you know, I'm 35. She's probably about 51, 52. She's no more apparent now. And like I, you know, mentioned before, than she was when she had me. So as far as somebody that's pretty much like basically like the Peter Pan state, you know, doesn't want to grow up. Also, I don't want to be with somebody, you know, like that. We haven't, you know, spoken a while, and since Mina, we haven't developed a strong bond, anyways. So I just know that, you know, the brief times I, you know, met her, okay, well, this is not somebody I want to be with, not because of who she is, but that's just not what I'm interested in. You know, now as far as my mother, mm-hmm. you know that raised me. I mean, like I said, I could tell she was a, you know, a great wife and is still a great wife and is a great, you know, a great mother. I mean, always there's gonna be some things you're not gonna like about your parents, but yeah, I mean, I you know, other than those few, you know, quirks, those few things I, you know, didn't like about my mother. I mean, I don't have a, you know, a problem with dating someone like that. Clark said she was a great, you know, wife from what I could tell, and you know, definitely was a great mother. I mean, she had all the, you know, the instincts, the characteristics of being great at both. You know, and actually before you got here, you know, D. Rob and I, we were talking, you know, you could be a great parent but could be a horrible spouse.
Amen.
You know, where I was blessed with, you know, both my parents being one and the same. So because of who both women are, they don't necessarily, you know, be like the roadmap to what I'm looking for, you know. So I can say, oh, I'm looking for somebody just like my mom that raised me, you know, as opposed to somebody just like the person that gave me up. So, you know, I just want somebody that's good. And not to say that my boss mom isn't good. I mean, she's good in her own right. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, she could have, you know, easily decided to not have the three of us. You know, so she did, you know, give me life. You know, grandma loved her. So, I mean, she's good in her own right. So, you know, I'll leave it at that. You know, so she's good in her own right, just not the type of good that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Okay. Did I already mention I ain't got daddy issues?
Oh, sorry. Maybe a little bit.
Would you like me to talk about that some more? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so I found some statistics, okay? And let me just...
Well, while she's looking, you can call in at
760-683-2662.
I love when y'all do your girl six voices.
Okay, so the consequences of fatherlessness. Mm-hmm. Consequences, okay? Although I think this is cyclic and has other causes, but we'll just go with this. This is from the National Center for Fathering, okay, whose logo is a shield with a gigantic man in the background, a small woman by his side, and an even teeny tinier child, which I think is very interesting that the man is much larger than the woman. And, you know, he's like behind everybody, like encircling them, but whatever. Okay. So, children from fathers' homes are more likely to be poor, become involved in drug and alcohol abuse, drop out of school, and suffer from health and emotional problems. Okay? So, the statistics are as such. Children in father-absent homes are almost four times more likely to be poor, children living in female-headed families with no spouse present had a poverty rate of 47.6%, over four times the rate in married couple families. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all know why there was a trend in unmarried families? Like, why that became a thing?
Repeat that again.
There was a trend.
Mm-hmm.
A trend started for unmarried families. Like, this didn't just happen. Like, something occurred that caused this. Do you have any idea? What
caused it?
Yes.
The family structure?
No.
Because they were killing them.
No.
What?
The welfare system during the... No, listen. During, I guess, after the Depression, when, or was it after the war? I don't know. When the economy was in recovery at one point, would not award financial help to families that had both parents. So in order to get money, you either had to not be married or not have the father in the house. So if you're in a, you know, if you're in a family where the father is working but he's not making that much money, if he remains in the house, he can't get any help. And, you know, women weren't really working back in the day. So that's why I say poverty is institutional. It's not just cut and dry. Oh, your daddy wasn't there, so that's why you poor. Are you looking that up?
No, that's interesting.
Okay, so drug and alcohol abuse. The HHS states fatherless children, and this is a direct quote, fatherless children are at a dramatically greater risk of drug and alcohol abuse. And again, that goes back to being poor, because a lot of drugs and 27,000 liquor stores are in the poorest neighborhood. Drowning in sorrows because your daddy ain't home or whatever. Okay. There is significantly more drug use among children who do not live with their mother and father. And I'm assuming that doesn't mean like no mother or father, but a mother and not a father, or a father and not a mother. Whatever. Now, this is something that I found extremely fascinating. Children of single-parent homes are more than twice as likely to commit suicide. And then I read someplace else that it's mostly women without fathers that commit suicide. That statistic about women is, I believe, from the National... What is it? Women's Organization, NWO? NOW? National Organization of Women? I'm sorry. I really suck at using this tablet. I need my tabs or my
So basically, no father, you're going to be alcoholic. And broke.
Huh?
So basically, if you have a father at home, you're going to be a substance abuser, so it's going to be broke.
Statistically speaking, but once again, I should be on drugs. Shut up. I should be on drugs and on alcohol and poor and crazy and ma'am.
Like you want to say something.
Funny how you decided you want to say something when I said crazy. She can't even get it together. Go ahead. Right. She was nice and quiet, and then I said crazy, and all of a sudden, I felt her judgy eyes looking at me.
I haven't said anything.
Exactly. You ain't even said nothing.
You feel some kind of way?
I feel like you about to judge me. Go ahead. Go ahead and call me crazy in front of all these people. In front of these nice people.
They're all crazy.
But yeah.
So I'm just more than having.
So basically, if you live a healthier life and a healthier lifestyle, if you have two two parents. Two loving parents. That's because you have a parent. If you had two parents.
Let me tell you something.
One could be alcoholic still. One could be abusive still.
Let me tell you something. I grew up with two parents on two different occasions. And both of them suck.
Yeah,
the dudes. My mother is a great person. Both of them dudes.
Yeah. So when we say two parent household, doesn't you know guarantee for success? Bree can attest to that. And I mean, you do have the cases where one parent is a substance abuser or one parent is physically abusive. So you might be better off coming from a single parent household than having that.
Yo, I'm reading some wild stuff right here. Okay. What happens to children deprived of their natural fathers? 8 times more likely to go to prison. 5 times more likely to commit suicide. 20 times more likely to have behavioral problems. 20 times more likely to become rapists. 32 times more likely to run away. 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. 33 times more likely to be seriously abused. 73 times more likely to be fatally abused. That's that daddy issue stuff I was telling you about earlier about being in abusive relationships and all that. Okay. 1/10 as likely, notice how this is going in the opposite direction, to get A's in school, on average have a 44% higher mortality rate and a 72% lower standard of living. And this is from The Garbage Generation by Daniel Amnes. That's a very ominous thing to call your paper. I mean, even if it does look bleak, but to refer to a generation as garbage, even, like, you know what I mean? Like, just throw them away and start over again.
You were talking about the system a couple minutes ago.
Say that again.
You look like you was about to say something, when you picked up the microphone and stared in my face. Remember that? I don't know if you recall. Right around when I said something about being crazy.
No, even after that, you had this lip that you just wanted to say something.
No, I just wonder what are the... Those are some very interesting statistics, and I am wondering what their...
source?
What their source is, and number two, when? When was this data pulled?
This is actually old, which is interesting because it's like, does it get better or worse? Because this is from 2002. This is pulled from a report from 2002. But the fact that there are more and more fatherless homes, I don't know if that means that the statistics, are these statistics higher or lower? You know what I mean? Like, the I don't know math, but I would think that they would be higher because there are more and more. I'm sorry. Something is making a noise and it's making me nervous. Anybody else hear that?
Do you hear it?
No.
It's just me and my daddy issues.
Daddy issues got you hearing things?
Yeah, I'll be tripping and trying things. Daddy issues be having paranoid. What was that? I don't know. Oh, all right. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so let's move away from the serious and go to the foolish. Urban Dictionary describes daddy issues as whenever a female, first of all, I don't like the term female because female is an adjective. Okay, thank you. Whenever a female has an effed up relationship with her father or absence of a father figure during her childhood, it tends to spill into any adult relationship they embark on, usually to the chagrin of any poor male in their life. once again, the woman is the issue, the man is the victim.
No, I...
No, in this definite...
Woman is the victim because of...
No, but I'm saying the way that this is worded...
You said the women are...
The woman is the issue, the man is the victim. Female with an effed up relationship with her father or absence of a father figure during her childhood, it tends to spit, but it says whenever she has an effed up relationship with her father.
So that means she has more than one something? Whenever.
No, but that means that anybody who doesn't have a father figure has daddy issues. Anybody.
Do you think that somebody can be fatherless and not have daddy
no.
issues?
I don't think people can have fathers and not have daddy issues. People got mommy issues too, though.
No, but I mean, since we're talking about daddy issues, because somebody that's not and not can grow up without having issues whatsoever. And I was asking D-Rob earlier, I was like, well...
Look me in my face, I ain't got no worries.
So I was asking D-Rob...
What did you ask me?
Do the issues ever go away?
No.
What do you think? Do you get to a point where you can accept it and you
that, just because you accept it doesn't mean that it goes away.
Nothing ever goes away. It's how you process it and deal with it from there on out that determines whether it's a negative issue or, you know, how it affects you, whether it affects you adversely or not. And I feel like I said, you know, my daddy issues are mainly in not accepting BS and just being done. When I'm done, I'm done. Like, that's it. Cut off. You got to go because I can't deal. It's not necessarily my daddy issues are in I'm going to act real wild and crazy and not explain to you why I feel like I need to sniff your drawers when you come in the house at night. Like, that ain't my thing. Yes.
So So I'm gonna ask a series of questions and you could just say yes or no.
Well, seeing as how Breezy already interviewed me earlier today because apparently I'm a guest on this show and the resident expert on daddy issues.
No, I'm asking the both of you.
No, go ahead.
You made me forget the first question. One of the top issues that a person has when they are, wait, let me go back, because it was in your points. Excessively slutty.
Oh, wait, I was getting to that.
Okay, but I'm saying, so those are, do you think that everybody that doesn't have that, like, I'm excessively slutty, what if I'm just in tune with
like
my sexuality.
That.
So now, because I'm...
You know what?
I got daddy issues?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the man that wrote that article said so.
He probably
daddy. But, okay, so let's get into that. There was an article written by a man, 5 signs that she has daddy issues, and this was exactly how he worded it. Excessively slutty or harbors twisted sexual fantasies.
I mean, she's a freak. What's wrong with
engages in self-mutilation, is delusionally overconfident, is intimidated by self-assured masculine men,
the hell,
and has body image issues or issues around food. Okay? So then a woman wrote a similar article, and her 5 points were only dates older men, jealous or overly protective, needs constant reassurance of love or affection, promiscuous or sexually aggressive, which is not the same thing as slutty and harboring twisted fantasies.
But they both agree that basically being a freak is a byproduct.
And is a serial dater or monogamous. Let's be clear here. Let's be clear here on what promiscuous means, what slutty means, what sexually aggressive means and clearly twisted sexual fantasies, that's something totally different. But
that's some BDS and shit right there.
Yeah. So promiscuous means that you're just a little less selective, I guess, in who you sleep with. But
would a quote unquote sexual addict be considered promiscuous?
Sexual addiction has nothing to do with having sex with random people. And people that use that as an excuse have no full understanding of what sexual addiction is. Sexual addiction has everything to do with gratifying your urges. It's just like any other addiction. It's just like any other addiction. It's just like drug addiction, alcohol addiction. You know, some people are to the point with their sexual addiction or with their, like, alcohol addiction that they will drink rubbing alcohol just to have alcohol in their system. While other people are addicted to alcohol to the point where they'll drink a 12-pack of Bud Light in the morning, at lunch, and then before they go to bed. You understand what I'm saying? It's all addiction, but it's not the same. So sexual addiction isn't I'm having sex with everything that moves. Sexual addiction is I need sex or I need to see sex. I need to see somebody having sex. I need to watch sex. I need to pay for sex. I need to, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily, you can be a sex addict and not be promiscuous.
I think I'm a sex addict and I'm not promiscuous.
All right, there.
High five. No, I took the sexual addiction quiz and I was like, oh my, this is shocking. Shocking.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's not necessarily about the action, it's more about the reaction, how your body reacts, that, you know, how you process, how you think about it. It's not, like I said, it's not the, like, if you're promiscuous, you might just have daddy issues.
If you're a freak, you had no dad growing up.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because I know somebody that's a show enough frizzy and grew up with both her parents. I'm like,
I think it's like the whole church girls, you know, we're nice, prim, and proper, but they don't freak you.
I know church girls that had sex in church. Ma'am!
Yeah,
hey!
I know one too.
Yeah.
See, you know what? I was talking about when I was younger.
Hey, but no, we had a joke on, like, we said Catholic girls were the freakiest ones. Matter of fact, in any private school, there was the freakiest ones.
Especially if it's an all-girls school.
Yeah, that's what we used to love. I used to love Glenn Spellman. That's their story, though.
Yes, it is. We talking about daddy issues. But there's a stark difference in the way the man describes daddy issues and the way the woman describes daddy issues.
Because they want to slut shame women.
Child cheese. And let me tell you about slut shaming. Shut up with it. For real. I'm so sick of it. Because at the end of all of that, you still hit that sir. You can call her whatever names you want to call her. You can talk about what she did with your mans and them, but you still ran right up in that after her.
But even the women that want to clown over slut shaming, you still fucking...
I'm sorry, what?
I'm like, I know women that slut shame other women. I'm like, you still fucking? Regardless of how you, regardless, you still doing the same thing.
Used to. I don't do that anymore.
So you can slut shame in peace because you don't do that. I don't do that anymore.
No, just saying. It does irritate me. I'm not saying that your past is.
Here's my thing with slut shaming. Okay. If you're going to do it, if you're going to do whatever the act is that people are slut shaming you for,
you better be a man.
Stand by that thing, though. Stand by that thing. Don't turn around and become a victim after you slept with your mans and them and his mans and them and a mans and them all in one night and then be like, well, I was drunk and I was da-da-da-da. You knew you was drunk when you walked in that house and you mm-hmm. was the only female.
She was Cosby.
Ma'am! Like, you knew when you, like, again, not slut shaming, but just own up to, yeah, I walked up in there and it was a whole rack of dudes in there and I got drunk as hell. Like, own your part of it, though. You know?
But y'all won't let me.
Own your slutness.
I'm letting you do it.
You call me a slut? You call, I mean, really?
Own your slutness.
Hey, I just want to be loved. My daddy didn't hug me. Girl,
she get a lot of hugs now.
She getting all the hugs, okay? In all the holes. Oh, what?
Body hugs.
Who said that? I'm sorry, Jesus. Jesus, if you listen, I'm sorry, but you know the truth.
She got body hugs.
Excuse me, I'm scratching under my arm. I can't hold my microphone in.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, one of our listeners said, well, it wasn't all in one night, but it was fun.
Hey!
Yeah!
Was it? Tell me more. Let me tell you something. I don't understand why women can't enjoy. Like, why can't we enjoy sex? Why do we have to feel...
I don't want you to. Enjoy sex.
Why do we have to feel like... Oh.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. You first.
So, Breezy.
What's up?
Hi, Breezy.
What's happening? How you doing?
So, you're telling me...
You're telling us...
that you would date and potentially marry a lady who was... fucking just as much as you do.
And we know.
Well, he says, I didn't say that.
I didn't say, no. I mean, we all got a pass, right? We all got a pass. But some people, 3 people is too much. So we all got a pass. I mean, as long as that shit happened way before me. And like, as long as it was done before me. If I could get to that point of maturity, it was done before me. What was done before me was done before me. It should be.
Pause. You said if I could get to that level of maturity. So your answer is no.
No, I'm not saying that.
But
no,
so what,
we all have a pass. Yes, would I? We all have a pass. And then we all have to accept each other's pass.
No, I'm just trying to point out that you said if I got to that level of maturity.
I thought you were there. Didn't you just say enjoy yourself?
If you get to a level where you can accept, you know, when people get married and say, a lot of people don't mean all is bad.
You're going all around the Mulberry bench. I just asked you a question.
Right now, no. No, okay. But I'm still growing.
And so why is that? Because you are just advocating, hey, go and have sex.
Really?
Enjoy your sex.
Yeah,
but why don't you want that woman as your girl?
Don't mean I gotta marry you, but go ahead.
Why? What is that?
Why do I have to?
I'm asking you, what's the problem? Because you were just supporting sexuality and being free with it.
Oh, this double standard is
right. I mean, just blatant.
Hell, did I say accept me for my sexual skills? I didn't say anything about that. So how am I having a double standard?
You
accept me.
Listen, no. What you said was.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Do you.
But then you turn around and say, how come you can't just be, tone it down, Ma. Let's not open those legs.
If I meet that person, and I really like that person, and we get another person, then I'm going to have to say the person's past, right?
And once you get to that level of maturity.
No, once you get to that level of the connection with that person.
That ain't what you just said. You know what? Are you still here?
No, I also said, I'm saying, but if I meet that person, if I meet that person and I connect with that person, regardless of that level of maturity or not, if I really love that person,
but
and
you're
and,
not,
and
see, but here's the thing,
but how you going to get there?
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to even get to the level of that connection? Because you like, listen, son.
Well, y'all could do.
That's how you feel?
No, okay. So, okay, same question. Let's say.
Okay, first of all, niggas fucking everything.
Okay,
everything that moves, that stays still, that bends over.
So dude told you, I slept with 600 women. That's good.
So let's go to the doctor.
Okay, let's get that thing.
Get that thing checked.
Wait 3 months and get it checked out again.
And let's do the thing. And see, dude ain't gonna tell you that up front.
Nope. He gonna tell you that after you get pregnant.
Right.
And then be like, and I know you slept with my man's in him, so I want a DNA test. Dude, what?
Man, that's some other shit right there.
No, that's that paternity court stuff. That's them daddy issues. You can do, as a man, you feel like you can do whatever you want, but the woman has to be a certain type of way.
So go out there and sew.
But my thing is, if you weren't...
Sew them.
Just don't bring them home and expect Breezy to eat them after you sew them.
If I love you, I will.
You don't even get close to the oath. Why are you lying?
Child, goodbye.
Really, Breezy?
That's like, would you marry somebody that slept with one of your friends in the past? We're like, oh, I can't date him. He slept with a friend of mine. What's the difference?
We talking two very different things.
Would you? What's the difference? Would you?
What's the difference between that and what? Between that and what?
Someone that was promiscuous.
Huh? Are you serious right now?
No, I'm asking. Would you?
That's two totally different categories.
Okay. So 760.
Nah, man.
He's
trying
to go all around the corner.
662.
You ain't even about to do that.
Then tell us about y'all stories. Let us know.
You ain't about to do that though.
Really?
You know good and well that's two different things.
It's the past, right? Is that person's past?
Really? Is that what we doing? You want it off? You want the hot seat off of you? Is that
okay.
What we're doing?
Right? Okay, so would you marry somebody? Would you marry somebody that killed somebody? That killed their ex-husband because he didn't cook dinner right? Like, what?
Exactly.
It's over with.
He said, yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
He getting real mumble mouth right now.
Yes, I would.
Okay, so would you marry
really,
or date a woman? Would you marry,
Murray.
Would you marry or date a woman who was in an abusive relationship before?
I have. No, I already have.
Did I finish my statement? I.
Okay, well, go ahead. I bet. No,
because you're just going to win. Breezy wins.
Abusive relationship and...
Nope, I don't even remember what I was saying.
All right. So about the daddy issues.
Is that daddy issues?
Is what daddy issues?
That you can support a woman being... you can be supportive of a woman being free in her sexuality.
In theory, it's great. In actuality, it's not for him.
Is, no, but is that daddy issues?
Gotta be.
No.
How is that not?
My dad never slut shamed. He didn't teach me that.
Oh, so you do it on your own accord.
I don't slut shame. It's because I was married to me. I'm shaming you. Really?
Yeah.
Everybody meet. I'm not going
like, to
marry.
It's good enough for somebody
else,
but it's not good enough for you.
So everybody that I date, that I don't marry, am I shaming that person?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Well, wait. It depends on if the reason why you don't want to marry them is because you know they got a loose booty.
Don't say loose booty. Let's not say that.
Loose booty.
That sounds like a problem in the bathroom.
Loose booty.
The term loose booty is slut shaming.
Loose booty.
Because it has negative connotations.
Booty.
If you will. No, but seriously.
Right. So if you won't marry her because she has a loose booty, then yeah, you slut slamming.
You shut slamming.
Slut slamming.
Slut
slamming. Say it 5 times. Fast.
Slut shaming, slut shaming, slut shaming. Slut shaming.
What you say?
Because
I'm just talking to you, Brittany.
Preoccupied now.
No, because someone's asking me, how can I respond? And I'm letting them know how they can respond.
We'll call in to 760-683-2662.
Belita.
All right.
Or you could join us in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Or you can hit us up on my fan page.
To the listener that is commenting on the fan page, if you go to the, because we have to approve all the comments, if you go to the other page, you can post freely.
Well, Breeze. Someone said, in support, it's nothing wrong with him supporting your stance, but not wanting to bring it home.
That's still frustrating.
How is this?
Well, no, not really, because, you know, now I do see it. I understand that. Because just because I don't care if people live as another gender doesn't mean that I want to bring home someone that's living as another gender. And I do not like for people to compare. Well, no. This is sexual orientation and sex related. So never mind. But yeah. So in that light, I understand. But at the same time, it's different.
No, but it's a preference. It's not shaming. Just like if you like tall men. If you won't date below a height, that's your preference. Doesn't mean you're short shaming or height shaming.
Oh, I'm height shaming all day. Just because I'm 5'1" does not mean you, sir, who are 5'3", should come over here and try to holler at me, and I should be blessed by your presence. I don't want
anybody. Well, she says that, but to me, it's a preference. It does not mean you're height shaming.
I'm height shaming.
So it's not shaming at all. It's a preference. That's all it is. It's a preference.
Right. Okay.
No, but I do. I was giving you a hard time, but I do see it. I mean, I understand. I just feel like that particular preference is ridiculous when you know that you're doing the same thing. That's like saying, I don't want to marry nobody that smoke, and you smoke.
Well,
why not? What's the problem?
If you're 5'1", 5'3", taller than you.
Sir. I want my children to have a chance in life and not be
right.
That's what that's about. That don't even have nothing to do with
it.
We all the same height when we lay down.
No.
I'm worried about
no, we're not. I need y'all to stop saying that stuff. We are not the same height. Ever.
I'm more concerned about oh, did you approve the comment? Is that how I was able to comment? Oh, okay. Sorry, I can't host and be on the Facebook. I'm not good at multitasking. a hype thing is more of a
daddy issue.
You know, my daddy is listening. Okay, my daddy is not that short. Thank you.
Well, if he's 5'5", he is that short.
But he's still taller than you.
I didn't say it. A height thing is an aesthetics thing. It's not a moral thing. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something, if you have, again, like if you do drugs, it'd be like, oh, I don't want to marry no. I mean, I understand you don't want to marry a drug addict, but if you ain't trying to quit doing drugs, what difference does it make?
So when you try to rationalize your preference to me.
Sounds like that's what you were doing too. But
holla!
How's that? Y'all say I'm
it's
shaming.
It's just a preference.
5'1".
You prefer
5'5".
Well, it is a preference. He prefers to be the only hoe in the relationship.
Hey!
I'll answer my hoes.
Okay.
I'll answer that.
As long as you understand that that's kind of ridiculous.
That's like,
do as I say, not as I do.
Okay, again, 5'1", 5'2", 3/4" is taller.
Sir, that's an aesthetic thing. That's like saying I don't like people with
right?
Blonde hair.
Is that taller than
no,
5'1"?
That is not the same thing.
Five,
that
five?
Is not the same thing.
Yeah.
It is not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Having an issue of a physical preference as far as looks and aesthetics is not the same thing as having a preference for someone who is not doing the same thing that you do. Don't give me that damn look. I don't give a shit about that look, sir.
Sir?
You will hear me.
All right. Okay. So now y'all shaming me.
Ain't nobody. So first of all, no one's shaming you. The whole how we got here is I asked you a question
about my,
then you backpedaled.
About my preference. Okay?
What happened to say it? All in your shit.
So what's your other question? She had a series of questions. Y'all told me up over my
ain't
answer.
No series of questions. You done derailed this whole thing. We ain't even talking about daddies no more. Now we talking about shit. Okay? Because...
Well, I ain't no daddy, so...
Didn't I just say we're not talking about daddies anymore?
So why are we making this about me now?
What?
You just made it about you. By making that comment. I'm sorry. Someone listening is cracking us up right now. I'm not even going to read that out loud.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it.
You
can't stop me.
So, one of our listeners said, having a canyon where your vagina used to be is a preference thing.
What I don't understand is why her vagina got to be a canyon, yet he can still have a sequoia. I don't understand.
Walking down hallways right here.
I'm trying to figure out.
Everybody's like, whoa!
Why is there no equivalent to being stretched out? Right. Why is there no male equivalent to being stretched out?
Why pull me out?
It's called
Dirty D.
Well,
is that what you call it? That's
like,
what I call it.
Like going K's on. Pull me out. Pull the rope up.
Is your dad listening right now, sir?
Oh my goodness.
760.
683.
No, don't call in here.
2-6-2
Okay, so look, let me just go ahead because we.
All right, can you get back on topic?
No. You derailed us for life. Thanks. Oh! I forgot the fifth point because we went off on the whole promiscuous versus slutty, excessively slutty, actually. The fifth point brought up by the woman, as far as the woman with daddy issues, is she is a serial dater. Or monogamous. Let me tell you about everybody I know that has always had to have a man.
Are they happy?
They had daddy issues.
Are they happy?
Is you happy?
That's my question.
Daddy issues.
Say that again.
No, is it so much as daddy
issues? Serial dater or monogamous, meaning go from one relationship to the next.
No, is it daddy issues or so much as don't want to be alone, period?
That's daddy issues.
That's daddy issues. If you can't enjoy your own company, if you feel like you have to have a man around at all times.
No, I want some dick around. No.
Okay, hold on. You ain't got to be in a relationship for that. Who
now,
said that? Not me.
Hey,
and bye.
I'm married in 10 years.
Is that when the counter resets? Is that when the miles go back?
The speedometer resets.
Takes back around to zero.
Bobby, okay, so that woman that has to have a man, are they ever happy?
What?
That has to have a man, like you said.
When they have a man, I was telling you earlier, the girl on paternity court. Let me tell you something. No, that was divorce court. I'm sorry, divorce court. The girl on divorce court, I don't know if you were with us, D, when I was discussing that earlier. God bless you. The woman on divorce court was 25 years old and on her way to her third marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Judge Toler looked at her and was like, what is it you're looking for? Because it's obvious you're looking for something. The girl burst into tears.
She just wanted to be loved.
Exactly. But she wanted to be loved by anybody. You understand what I'm saying? She wanted to be loved by anybody to show her any sort of attention because the judge asked her, you know, what are you looking for in a man? She went through and said all of these things. And they were all the total opposite of what that man on the other side of the courtroom was. And so it was so bad that Judge Toler took her in the back and was like, you need to get your life together because you're out here looking for some man to make you feel a certain type of way. And this ain't the man. And you don't even see that this ain't the man. She was like, I don't think you should marry him. And she was taking care of him. The man was letting other people borrow her money. And he was sitting on the couch, smoking weed, playing video games. And she was saying, oh, I want a man that's strong and that works hard. This man wasn't even working. But, again, daddy issues. And being she was a serial monogamist.
How come it can't be mommy issues?
That's what I'm saying. Is it so much daddy issues or just don't want to be alone?
What does it look like if you don't have a mother?
It could still be mommy issues.
I really think, honestly, I think it's just absent parent issues, really.
Well, go back to what you said about Snoop and his son.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we know where he gets the love and affection from.
Mm-hmm.
So, take her out of the equation, with Snoop being who he is, he probably would never know. I mean, Snoop would probably show him some, you know, semblance of love.
Well, no, he said in the video that when he was young, he would kiss on him and love on him and all this kind of stuff. But now that he's becoming a man, all that shit got to stop.
Right. I know what he said. So take the mom out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how much of a loving father you are. I think we agree that mothers are more loving most of the time.
Unless your father figure is Birdman. And he kiss you in your mouth till you're 20.
Most of the time. Yeah. Well, it's most of the time.
Oh.
So take away, you know, that loving, you know, 24/7, you know, from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there would be some.
And then you have grown men kissing Birdman in the mouth. Ta-da! Okay, I'm
so we have only two more minutes left in this conversation.
Okay, well let me. Okay, on a serious note.
760-683-2662.
Okay, so on a serious note.
Serious.
Oprah said.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not even an Oprah person, but I thought...
You get a daddy and
you get a
phone
call.
And you.
Ooh, let me wrap it up. You must be fearless enough to give yourself the love you didn't receive. Give it to yourself. Stop looking for it in other people. Stop trying to shame people into giving it to you. Stop trying to trick people into giving it to you. Stop trying to manipulate people into giving it to you.
Love you.
Even if your daddy didn't. It's all right. I'm all right. You all right?
I'm all right.
You all right?
We all good.
We all right.
Good.
Amongst friends, it's coming to an end for the day.
Join us next week. Same time. Same place.
What's
next week's
topic?
Next week, we will be talking about relationships.
Oh, Jesus, let me bring my teeny tiny violin.
What in particular?
We don't have enough time to talk about it.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that.
So.
Tune in next week and we'll get to it.
We surely will.
Stay tuned to our social media. We'll let you know. We'll clue you in. Say something, Breezy. The ladies need your voice. You got 10 seconds. Wrap it up.
Thanks for coming in.
Ah, that's what she said.
Ow.
Later. Peace.